All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Tzadik Dalet. We are picking up Tzadik 94. We are picking up Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis 93b. And we are picking up, at Darash Bar Kafra. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Darash Bar Kafra. It's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Tzadik Gimel 93b. So the Amar Tzosar Shir is dedicated by Mr. Isaac Samuel, in memory of his beloved wife, Esther Bas Harvichil Meira Cohen, from the merit of our Talmud Torah, from the Shamo Havan Aliyah, the family and the Chama, and also by Adam and Yudit Ben Zev, dedicating the Shiurim this month in honor of their Mishpacha, in honor of the Kihila. So let's begin. Amar Tanchum, Darash Bar Kafra Bitzipori. Sefer Daniel Shenikra, Al Shmo, Michti, Kol Mili de Ezra ben Nehemiah. Excuse me, Kol Mili, Michti, Kol Mili de Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chachalya Amrinu. So what's the Digma? That's an interesting question. In the book of Ezra, most of the statements, or most of the information in the book of Ezra, came from the Navi Nehemiah. So why is it called Ezra? So the Gemara says, Amir Nehemiah ben Chachalya. My time alo ikri Sifre al Shmei. So why is the Sefer not known by his name? Because Rabbi say Nehemiah literally again tried to take credit for himself, which Rabbi say means that Nehemiah ultimately felt that certain things that would happen or should happen in his merit. So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says Zachra li Elokai l'tova, because he said, "Remember me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for tova." So it seems to me what the Gemara is saying over here is that Nehemiah felt that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should do certain things in his merit. He felt that he merited certain divine salvation, certain divine help, because there was a certain level of display of arrogance. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not name the sefer after him. So the Gemara says, "One second, David Nami Meimar Amar Zachrani Hashem Ritzon Amecha Paktini B'Shua Secha." But David HaMelech seems to say the same exact thing. Ribono Shel Olam, remember me. Remember me. When he says remember me, Bepashas, what that means is in his zechus. So the Gemara says, David Rachem Yehuda Kabai. David was supplicating. David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again for Rachmanus, not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything in his merit. Rav Yosef Sefer, Biginusan Shavishonim. Others say that the Sefer is not called Nehemiah because Nehemiah spoke disparagingly about earlier generations. What did he say? Shenemar, Va'apachos HaRishonim Shalefonai, Hechbidu Alam, Va'ikach Mehem Balechem V'yayin, Echad Asar Kesef Shkalim Arbaim. So the Gemara says, because Nehemiah said, the rulers who came before me, the Nevim who came before me, ultimately again extorted taxes or extorted food from the general populace. He was maligning the previous leaders. So the Gemara says, Va'af al Daniel Shagadlam imenu siper. He even spoke negatively about Daniel who was before him. So as a result of speaking negative, we'll say an incredible yisod in general, that one is never able to propel themselves up to new heights by speaking negatively about others. Nehemiah put others down, and as a result, he is put down as well. How do we know ultimately again that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? So the Gemara says, "Dichsev v'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi esamara v'anoshim asharyu imi lo ro esamara avar charod gidol nafla leim v'ayvarchu beichavei v'anoshim asharhayu imi lo ro esamara." So we'll say, listen to this. So actually, that's the first part of the passage again. So the idea here is that Daniel is saying that I saw a particular vision. The other people who were with me did not see that vision. They were frightened, and we'll discuss what their fright was about. They were frightened, but they did not see the vision as I saw. So you see over here that Daniel saw a vision by himself, and others did not see that vision with him. Umanin, who are Noshim, who are these other people who were Daniel who didn't see the vision? So this was Chagai Zechariah and Malachi, top of Tzadik Dalet. Inu adifi minei, v'ihu adif minayu. So we'll say, in certain respects, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were better than Daniel, greater than Daniel, and in certain respects, Daniel was greater than them. Inu adifu minei, so ultimately, again, they were greater than Daniel. The inhu nevi v'ihu lo nevi. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were neviim, Daniel was not a nevi. So we'll say, what does that mean? Of course, Daniel was a nevi, he's amongst the neviim. The idea is, if you look at, say, for Daniel, Daniel didn't really give nevuas which were pertinent to the general populace. In other words, Daniel delivered messages, most of them prophetic, nothing that was of active import to the people right now, as opposed to Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who gave we'll call it, you know, halacha lemaisa message is now. So in that respect, it calls them a navi, not him a navi. V'iyu adif minayu. Daniel was greater than them. V'iyu chaza v'inhu lo chazu. Because after all, Daniel was able to see this great vision, and they were unable to see it. V'chimi acher de lo chazu my time ivis. Sas the Gemara, I don't understand. The way the Pasuk reads on both sides, that Daniel is saying, I saw this great vision. They, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, did not see it, but yet they were frightened. So asks the Gemara, I don't understand. If they didn't see the vision, then why were they frightened? After which the Gemara says, My time at Ibis, Afgab, Inu, Lo, Chazi, Midi, Mazlayo, Chazi. Both says an amazing answer. The Gemara says, even though they didn't see it, their mazel saw it. So we'll say, but Pashas, what this means is, every person, you know, has a malach who's assigned to him as well. That malach advocates for me, that malach looks out for me. So their malachim, their angelic emissaries, saw the vision. They were scared by the vision, and that fear trickled down to Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Shmami Ravina said, you learn from this, Haiman de Mavis, that sometimes if a person is overcome by fear, and they can't explain it, Afagav de Ihu lo chazi, even though you didn't see anything in particular that should inspire fear, Mazle chazi, know that your malach has seen something that has scared the malach, and that angelic fear, your angel's fear, ultimately has trickled down to you. So what that means is actually an interesting idea, because there are times in life when we do find ourselves overwhelmed by a bit of pachad, not exactly sure why. So the Gemara attributes to the fact that my malach has seen something that is frightening. So now what do I do? What's my response to that situation? So the Gemara says, my takante, linshov miduchte arba'a garmidi. This is amazing. What should you do? You should jump from your place, dalaramas. Jump from your place, dalaramas. So we'll say, so what does this mean? So we'll say, so understand what it means is the following, and it goes back to what we're learning in Gana Emuna. The idea that the Gemara is saying over here is, change your location. Why change your location? Mishana makom, mishana mazel. The idea being that when you see something fearful, when you feel fear, that means your malach saw something fearful, which is a wake-up call to something in life needs to change. Something in life needs to change. How do I give symbolic form to that need for change? I jump dalaramas. Sometimes what you just need to do is you need to jump out of your place. You need to jump out of your spot. You need to remind yourself that, again, something needs to change in my life. Inami likros kriyashma. The other possibility is kriyashma. So we'll say this represents something different, which is, this represents when you're fearful, so ultimately reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Shema Echad, represents putting my faith in the Rebbe Shalom that he could help me through anything. And lastly, V'ikai B'makom HaTinofes, if you can say Shema, then say the following, Le Mahachi, say the following recitation, Izer de Beitabcha Shemena Minoi. The goat in the slaughterhouse is fatter than me. Which I will say, so what this seems to be saying is, you know, don't, whatever is supposed to happen, don't take it out on me, take it out on the goat in the slaughterhouse. We'll say what this is humility. It's humility. What the Gemara is discussing over here is that there is a three-pronged approach, ultimately, to facing adversity. Number one is using adversity as a catalyst for change. That's the jumping. Number two, using adversity as a way to reinforce my emunah. That's Shema Yisrael. And number three, the goat in the slaughterhouse is fatter than me, is using adversity to reinforce humility. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara will say, so ultimately, Pasuk Yeshaya, Lamar Beham Mishra, Ula Shalom Ein Kates. So Amar Avitan, Chum Darish Bar Kafra B'tzipari, Mivnei Ma Komem Sheba Emtza Teva Pasuach, Vizesas. And the Gemara will say, if you happen to have the psukim on the sides of your Gemara, in the Torah or HaShalim, in the left-hand margin, so you'll notice that the way that Pasuk is written is very strange. It says, Lamar Be, but the Mem is a Mem Sophis. Right? It's an end Mem, but yet it's in the middle of the word. So the Gemara says literally, Lamar Be Mishra L'Shalom in Kates, means he who increases the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have peace without end. So the Gemara asks, why is it that normally a mem in the middle of a word is open, but yet this mem is closed? So listen to this amazing Gemara. B'kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asos Chizkiyo Mashiach. The Rebbe Shalom wanted to make King Chizkiyo the Mashiach. So also remember again, King Chizkiyo is the Melech over Yehuda. He is the son of Achaz, the father of Menashe. We spoke about Menashe a few days ago. He reigns for 55 years, is a Rasha for 33 of them, does tshuva for 22 of them. Chizkiyo is in the middle. Chizkiyo was exceptionally righteous. His father, Achaz was exceptionally evil. Menashe, for the first three decades of his reign, was exceptionally evil. Chizkiyo was Mamashiach. So the Rosh Hashanah wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach. V'Sancheiriv Gog u'Magog. And the war with Sancheiriv, when Sancheiriv attacked Eretz Yisrael, would have been the war of Gog u'Magog. So it just sounds that Sancheiriv is the predecessor for Nebuchadnezzar. Right? Remember again, Sancheiriv is the king of Ashur. Assyria, or the Assyrian Empire, is ultimately swallowed up by the Babylonians. So Sancheiriv comes before Nebuchadnezzar. So what happens? So Amra, Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So listen to this. So why didn't Chizkiyah become a Sheikh? Rabbi, listen to this. It's amazing. So why didn't Chizkiyah become a Sheikh? So Midas Adin said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Umad David Melech Yisrael, Shama Kama Shiras Shvachu Zlefanecha, Lo Asisa Mashiach, Chizkiyah Shasisa Lo Kol Anisim Alalov, Lo Amar Shira Lefanecha, Tase Mashiach. So amazing. The Midas Hadin comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, David HaMelech sang so many songs of praise and gratitude, thanksgiving to you, and yet you didn't make a Mashiach. Chizkiyo has not sung one song of praise or gratitude to you. And you're going to make a Mashiach. Lekach Nistatim. Therefore, again, Abu Sa'i, the Ribbono Shel Olam was silenced. That's evidenced by the silenced mem, by the full mem. That the mem was open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make him the Mashiach, but then the mem was closed off. Abu Sa'i, you understand what's happening over here? Because Chizkiyo HaMelech did not sing Shira, because he did not say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he did not express his gratitude in a dramatic fashion, he didn't become Mashiach. An incredible, incredible lesson. So the Gemara says, Miyad, Paschares va'amra lefanei Ribbono Shel Olam, Yomer lefanecha shira, tachas tzadik zeh, va'aseh ha'mashiach. So the earth begins to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll sing shira. Let's chizkiyo by the Mashiach. Let's get this done. Let's bring salvation. Let's bring messianic redemption. I'll sing shira on behalf of Chizkiyo. Pascha va'amra shira lefanav shenemar, miknaf arad zimiro shamanu tzvi latzadik. Because what says the pasuk says so beautifully in Yeshayo, from the edge of the earth, we heard beautiful songs. Tzvi latzadik, perform the wish of the righteous. Va'amar sara olam lefnei ribono shel olam, tzivyono asa latzadik zeh. So ultimately, again, so the sara olam. Both say sara olam. Rashi says over here is malach shekol ha'olam maser biado. This is the angel, I guess God's like second in command. The angel has control over the whole world, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, now the earth has sung Shira on behalf of Tzidkiyo, so Aseh Letzadik Zeh, Tzivyon Aseh Letzadik Zeh, perform the wish of the Tzadik, Mechizkiyo Mashiach, Yotza Basko V'Amra, Razi Li, Amr Navi, Oili, Admasai. So Basko comes out and says, These are my secrets. I can no longer make Chizkiyo Mashiach. The Navi cries out, woe to me. How long will it take for the Mashiach to come? Yotzes HaBaskol V'Amra. Baskol comes out and says, Bogdim Bogdu, Ubagad Bogdim Bogdu. So ultimately, again, essentially the Baskol comes out and says, it'll be many more years of suffering, many more years of difficulty, many more years of trials and tribulations until the Mashiach comes. So Amra Yitin Rabbi Yitzchak, Ada'asu Bazuzi, Ubazuzi de Bazuzi. Ultimately, until the plunderers come and the plunderers of the plunderers come. The idea being that unfortunately there will be many more generations till Mashiach. Baruch Hashem, they're saying this a long time ago, a very long time ago. So Baruch Hashem, we're on the cusp. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Masa Duma Elai Kore Miseir. So actually, the Gemara is quoting over here from Yishai again. Masa Duma Elai Kore Miseir. Shomer Ma Milayla. Shomer Ma Milel. Amra Biyochanan. Osa Malach Hamamuna Ala Ruchos. Duma Shmo. Both say the Malach who is in charge of the Ruchos. The Ruchos refers ultimately to the spirits of the dead. So the Malach who is in charge of the spirits of the dead, his name is Duma. His name is Duma. Niskabchuk Ala Ruchos Heitzel Duma. Amru Lo Shomer. Ma milayla, shomer ma milel. So all the spirits came together. But it's continuation of the same story, meaning the entire universe realized that we were on the cusp of messianic redemption. We were on the cusp of Chizkiyo being coronated as Mashiach and Geula coming. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dials it back and he says, no, it won't be for many generations. So the world is in a state of flux. The world is in a state of disbelief. What's happening over here? See, even the spirits of the dead are coming to the Malach of Duma. He says, Duma, what's happening over here? Omar. So the pasuk goes on. We'll say this is Amar Shomer Asa Boker the Gam Laila in Tivayun Bayu Shivu Asayu Tanum Yishum Rab Papis Genayhu Lechiski of Siyanto Shalo Amra Shira Atche Pascha Arezva Amra Shira. So we'll say the Gemara says something amazing here. The Gemara says that it's a degradation to Chizkio and his followers that no one said Shira until the earth opened up its mouth and said Shira. Shnei Amar Miknaf Arad Zimiros Shamanu Svila Tzadik. We'll say second of the widest line, Tzadik Dalet Amad Aleph. Kiyotzi B'davar Ata Omer Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Etzchem. So we'll say so too. When Yisro met Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in Parashas Yisro. So Yisro says to Moshe, Baruch Hashem, praised is God who saved you. Tanu Mishum Rabbi Papis, Genayhu LeMoshe, V'shishim Rivo, Shalo Amru Baruch, Ad Sheba Yisro V'Amru Baruch Hashem. So it's a degradation to Moshe and to Klal Yisro, that no one sang Shira, no one said Baruch, up until Yisro came. Now the obvious kashas, what does that mean? Klal Yisro said, Az Yashir. We sang Shira. So we'll say, so apparently what the Gemara's fault in Klal Yisrael is that no one said Baruch Hashem. No one said Baruch Hashem. No one just said the simply as it was beautiful Shira in Az Yashir. But no one just said blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a simple, profound, yet heartfelt formulation of Baruch Hashem, thank you Ribbono Shel Olam, blessed are you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing what you did until Yisro came along. So we'll say now the Gemara mentioned Yisro, the Gemara goes weiter, Vayichad Yisro. So literally again, so we'll see what this means. Vayichad Yisro means Rav Shmov, Rav Amar, Shehevir Cherev Chada Al Basaro. Vayichad means he took a sharp sword against his flesh. Which I will say, Rashi says, Shemal es atzmo v'niskayer. He performed the bris milah and he converted. So that's Vayicha Yisro. Vayicha means, again, she took a cherev chad, a sharp sword, and he circumcised himself. He converted. Ushmuel amar, Shena'ase chadudim chadudim. Shmuel says that he got goosebumps. His skin literally became prickly from goosebumps. So the Gemara says, why is this? Amarav, Hainu tesubosai. So remember, Yisro, Vayichad Yisro, Akolatova Asher Asa Hashem LeYisrael. Yisro is recounting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Egyptians. Remember, the Medrash tells us, by the way, that Yisro, whether he was originally an Egyptian or spent a good amount of time in Egypt, was one of the advisors of Paro. Yisro now hears that, right, Yisro is now recounting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just decimated the Egyptians. So the Gemara says, Nase Basar Chidudo Chidudo, he got goosebumps. What does this teach us? Amar Rav Hanu Darmi Inshi, Kiyura Adasara Dari Lo Tevaza Arma Kame. This is what people say when they mean a convert, do not disparage his original Gentile family for 10 generations. In other words, also what the Gemara is saying over here is that a person who converts, as much as they've pledged their allegiance to Klal Yisrael, always has some type of connection to the family they came from, to the people they came from, to the nation they came from. So even though now Yisro ultimately again converts, becomes part of Klal Yisro, there's a connection between him and the Egyptians. So when he hears ultimately again that they have been destroyed, Vayicha Nase Besaro Chidudin Chidudin, he got goosebumps. And by the way, not the good kind of goosebumps, like the sad kind, like the frightened kind of goosebumps. So it was very important. So the Gemara is just telling us about a sensitivity that a person has to have to the convert, recognizing that as much as a person has cut themselves off from that previous life, has become part of Klal Yisrael, there's still a human connection that's there, and one must be sensitive to that connection. Lachin, therefore again, the Gemara quotes over the pasuk from Yeshaya. Lachin Yishalach Adon Hashem Tzavakos B'mishmanov Razon. Supposed to listen to this. Therefore, literally translated means the Master Hashem of all hosts will send Bimishmanov Razon. So we'll say Bimishmanov literally means like the fat one, Razon, the skinny one. What does that mean? My Bimishmanov Razon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Chizkio, Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos. Chizkio, who has 8 names, should come along. The Yifram is Sancheiriv Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos. And should go ahead and exact punishment from Sancheiriv, who also has 8 names. We do know that Chizkio has 8 names. So we'll say, just to understand, just the story in Navi. What happens? Well, actually, let me read this first. Chizkio Dixib, where do we know, what are Chizkio's 8 names? So the Pasuk says over here, in Yeshaya. Ki yulod ki yeled yulod lanu bein nitein lanu vatihi hamisra al shichmo vayikra shmo pele yoetz kel gibor aviad sar shalom. So we'll say these ultimately again are the eight names of Chizkio. All right, but 1 second. Vayikra Chizkio. What you didn't mention his name, which is Chizkio, right? Isn't that a ninth name? To which the Gemara says Shechas Guga Ka. No, the truth is that's much more. Chizkio is actually a scriptive name, I will say, not actually a given name. So Chizkio means Shechas Guga. The Ribono Shel Olam girded him, gave him much strength. Davar Acher, Chizkio Shechizek Es Yisrael Avim Shel Hashamayim. And also, we're going to come back and talk about this. He was called Chizkio because he strengthened the bond between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to discuss how he did that in very dramatic ways. Sancheirif, what were Sancheirif's eight names? Dichsiv Bey, because it says by Sancheirif, Tiglas Pil Aser, Melech Ashur, quoting a couple of different psukim. So first it says Tiglas Pil Aser, then there's Pilna Aser, Shalman Aser, Pul, Sargon, Asnepar, Rava, Viakira. Okay. Vayikra Sancheirif. By the way, what about the name Sancheirif? So the Gemara says, Shechoso Riv. Again, the Gemara posits that Sancheirif is not an actual name, rather, it's a descriptive name. That what Shechoso Riv, that he was very contentious or very quarrelsome in the way that he spoke. Also, we will see that Sancheirif almost taunted the Ribono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. So fine. So the Gemara says the following, Devar Acher, Shesach v'nicher dvarim klabi malo, that he spoke in a very defiant fashion towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei mazach ha'osar asher lakroso and sapar so as or say asnapar. So ultimately, again, why was Sancheirif given the privilege of having the name Asnapar if that is considered to be a very dignified name? To which the Gemara says, sorry, I just lost the place. Mipnei shelo siper beginusa shel Yisrael. So this is amazing. Because Sancheirif, as we will see, was a very bad man. But the one thing he never did is he never spoke disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. Never spoke disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Shneimar, Ad bo'i v'lakachti eschem el eretz ka'artzichem. We'll say this is amazing. What Sancheirif did, by the way, Sancheirif was a brilliant tactician. And what he did was, when he would conquer a land, the first thing he would do is he would uproot the indigenous population and move them somewhere else. Because Sancheirif understood that if people are not on their home soil, they will not rebel. People only rebel when they feel a certain sense of confidence. If they're not living in their home soil, this is how the Kusim, right? You saw that the Kusim so many times throughout Shas. The Kusim were from what land? A wild guess, right? Kusa. So how did they get from Kusa to Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is they were conquered. Kusa was conquered by Sancheirif. Sancheirif moved them to Eretz Yisrael. As we're going to see, Sancheirif goes to war against the Eretz Yisrael. He loses terribly in the war against Yehuda, but is successful in exiling the 10 tribes, the Asar Shvatim. So remember again, Malchus Yehuda is made up of Yehuda and Binyamin. The other tribes were part of Malchus Yisrael. Sancheirif conquers Malchus Yisrael, exiles them. So he is the one who exiled the 10 tribes. So we'll say, so the Gemara is asking, how is it, you know, we'll say, when you see someone who's evil, but yet they have incredible success, you have to ask yourself, why did they merit that success? Meaning, what did Sancheirif do that gave him this incredible siyata d'shmaya? To which the Gemara answers something amazing. He never spoke disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. How so? When he wanted to go ahead and uproot the Jews, he said, Ad bo'iva lakachti eschem el eretz ka'artzichem. I will take you to another land like your land. What doesn't he say? He doesn't say a land better than your land, because he's moda that there's no land better than Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Chadar Melech Pikeachaya, V'chadar Melech Tipeishaya. So it's machlokes, was Sancheirif a smart king, or was he a foolish king? L'madar Melech Pikeachaya. So the one who says he's a smart king, I'amin aluhu adif amareichu, Amru Kamashakras. Well, someone who says it's marking, because if he would have said, I'm going to take you to a better land, they would have said, for sure, Sancheirif is lying. And they'll say he was a foolish king, because if he's not going to tell them it's a better land, why should they follow you? Now, of course, the simple answer why they're going to follow him is, because he'll kill them. Right? That's the simple answer. So the Gemara says, Ultimately, again, where did Sancheiriv exile the people to? So the Gemara says, Mar Zutra Amar LaAfriki. So Mar Zutra says to Africa, Rabbi Chanina Amar LaHari Slug, to the Slug Mountains. Aval Yisrael Sitru Bignusa Shal Eretz Yisrael. So it says, it's amazing. Unfortunately, however, the Jews, Klal Yisrael, spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Sos, because when they got to the land of Sos, which was one of the lands they were exiled, Amru Shavya Kiarin. This land is as nice as our land. Kimatu Almin, when they got to the land of Almin, Amru Ki Almin, our land is like Almin. Kiamatu Sustori, so Amr Al Chad Terrain. When they got to Sustri, so they said, this land is even better than our land. Vetachas Kavodu Yikod Ki Kodesh. So we'll say, now let's go back for just a moment. So what happens? So Sancheiriv marches on Malchus Yisrael, he's successful. He marches on Malchus Yehuda. And what happens? We'll say, an incredible, incredible miracle. So Ashur is camped outside of Malchus Yehuda. Chizkiyahu realizes he's outmanned. There's no way he can win this battle. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An incredible miracle occurs that night. As Sancheiriv's army slept, they were killed by a malach. They wake up the next morning, the entire Assyrian army that marched on Malchus Yehuda is dead. Not one shot fired, not one sword drawn, nothing. The malach comes, wipes everyone out. So the Gemara says, "V'tachas kivodo yikod 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 ish." So the pasuk that the Gemara quotes over here, the pasuk that the Gemara quotes over here is literally underneath their kavod yikod. They were burned ki yikod ish, like the burning of fire. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, tachas kivodo v'lo kivodo mamish." The Syrian soldiers were burned underneath their clothing. But their clothing themselves were not singed. So the bodies were burned, but the clothing wasn't singed. As Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing, those things that give me honor. Your clothing gives you honor. Therefore, again, tachas kvodo means their bodies were burned. Their bodies were burned, but the clothing was untouched. Rabbi Elazar amar tachas kvodo mamish kisreifas b'nei Aaron. So Rabbi Elazar says, no, even their bodies weren't burned. Rather, how do they die? They died like the sons of Aaron. Ma'ala alon sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. Afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. We'll say the sons of Aaron, remember, fire entered their nostrils, killed them that way. So too the soldiers of Assyria, their body, not only was their clothing intact, the bodies weren't intact also. They died with this fire coming inside of their body. Paro shechirev ba'atzmo, nifrak l'shrochem ene ba'atzmo. So Rabbi Shimon Karcha says the following. Paro, who blasphemed God himself, was punished by God himself. Sancheirev shechirev ha'adei shaliach. Sancheirev, on the other hand, who blasphemed through a shaliach, so God exacted punishment from him through a shaliach. So what this means is, when Sancheiriv sent his message, blaspheming God, to Chizkiyahu, he did it through an agent, as opposed to Paro, who blasphemed directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, Paro, who blasphemed directly, was punished by God directly. Sancheiriv, who blasphemed not indirectly, but through a shaliach, was punished through a shaliach. So Gemara says, how do we see this? Paro diksev, mi Hashem asher ashma bekolo. Paro says, who is God? I shall listen to him. V'nifram yachadosh baruch hu b'mimena ba'atzmo. God exacted punishment from him, himself. Diksev, v'ayinar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayam. The pasuk says that Hashem baruch hu literally tossed the Egyptians inside the sea. So Moshe did it himself. Uksev, darachta b'yam susecha. Sancheiriv diksev, b'yad malachecha charafta Hashem. Charafta. So when the pasuk says that by Sancheiriv, in the hands of your messengers have you blasphemed God. Nifrak v'dish baruch hu b'ayde shaliach. So God exacted punishment from through shaliach as well. Diksev, v'yeti malach Hashem, v'yach b'machane Ashur. This is wild. The Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out, struck down the camp of Ashur, 185,000 soldiers. 185,000 soldiers stricken down by a Malach in the middle of the night. Incredible. Maram Kitzo, Uksiv Malon Kitzo. So we'll say, how do we reconcile those two psukim? Amar Oso Rasha, Betchila, Achriv Dira Shamato, in the beginning I will go ahead and strike down God's abode here in the earth. V'achrakach Archiv Dira Shamato. So what's it here? This Rishus Sancheiriv said, first I'm going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash Shalmato, then I will go and destroy the Beis Hamikdash Shalmalo. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Mai dichsev ata hami baladei Hashem el alisi ala makom hazeh lashchiso. Shabbos, the pasuk over here that the Gemara is quoting again is from Malachim Beis. Ata mi baladei Hashem alisi ala makom hazeh lashchiso. So this is interesting. Sancheirev says, do you think I've come here without the assistance of God to destroy this place? So listen to this. Hashem Omer Eli Alei Ala Aretz Hazosh Vishchisa. Sancheirev says, God has told me to do this. God has given me the message ultimately again to come and destroy this place. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? What does that mean? So Mahi, Deshama Lenavi Deka Amar, because Sancheirev overheard the Navi saying, Yan Kima'a Sa'amazeh, So Sancheirev overhears the Navi giving the following message. Yan, because kima'asa amazes me'ashiloach, that the people have literally made disgusting, right? The me'ashiloach, the shiloach spring, ha'ochim la'at, that go ahead and flow slowly, umesos es ritzin uben remalyo, and instead they exalt ritzin and Ben Ramayah, who are Rishayim. So Sancheirev overhears this prophetic message. What does this mean? Amar Rav Yosef, il malei tirguma da haikra lo havi yedana maikamar. Were it not for the targum, for the translation of this pasuk, we would have no idea what it's saying. Chalaf, dikatz amahan deba malchus at the base David, dimidbar lahon benayach, kimei shilucha dinagdin benayach. What it means is the following. The people have forsaken the Davidic rulership, which is as pleasant and soft-flowing as the Shiloach. And I was saying, you can walk through the Shiloach. If you ever go through the, if you go in Ir David, right, and you go in the water tunnels, that's the Shiloach. So, you know, everyone thinks it feels often like it flows very quickly because you're in the dark and you walk in and the water's freezing, but it's a very soft-flowing river. So what happens? So the Targum says, the people have forsaken the rulership of the Davidic kingdom that flows softly like the Shiloach, this Iru Beretzino Ben Ramayo, and instead they've taken up the leadership of Rishon. Am Rav Yochanan Mai Dechsev. So what's the meaning of the pasuk when it says, Me'iras Hashem Beveis Rasha, Unevei Tzadikim Yivarech? So the Gemara says, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rasha, Zepekach Rimalyo. The Lord said, this is the first of Pekach Rimalyo, who was one of the Rishon, who was the king. Shaya Ochal Mem Sa'a Gozlos Bikinuach Suda. So listen to this. He used to eat 40 Sa'a of pigeons as dessert, which means he had an insatiable appetite. And Benavei Tzadikim Yivorach, and ultimately again, the tranquility of the tzaddikim should be blessed. Zeh Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Shaya Ochal Litra Yerek Besuda. So Chizkiyo used to eat a salad, and he was full. So by the way, what's the message of that Gemara? It's an incredible yisod. So I will say, the only thing that truly satiates a person in this world is a meaningful spiritual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we've said many times, everybody has a void, has an emptiness inside of them. And all of us spend our lives trying to fill that void. The problem is, if you go ahead and you try to fill the void with the wrong things, not only is the void not filled, but the void is actually amplified and accentuated. Masha Inkin, if you fill the void with the right things, then Baruch Hashem, you're able to be full with even the most beautiful and simplest of things. Pekach Ben Ramayo tries to fill the void with Gashmius. And as such, again, he's never full. The guy's eating 40 saw pigeons. Obviously, it's hyperbolic, but it's about he's never full. He's never full. He just eat. And not even physical, just consumes, but never full. Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, who has a beautiful and wonderful fulfilling relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a salad is just perfect. Incredible. Therefore, the pasuk says, because you cloud Yisrael, have gone ahead and have rebelled against the Davidic reign. Therefore, again, I will bring upon you Me'anara Atsumim. Who does that refer to? The great rivers, meaning you've forsaken the tranquil waters of the Davidic reign like the Shiloach. Now I'm going to bring upon you the great waters. Who are the great raging waters? So the Gemara says, Esmelech Ashur, Uksiv, V'chalaf, B'Yehuda, Shataf, V'Avar at Savar Yagia. And therefore the Pasuk says, the waters will overtake you, they will come up to your neck. Elamai time mayanish. So we'll say, so what do you see clearly? You see clearly that Sancheirev was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring destruction upon Klal Yisrael. Right? So why was he punished? Or it's a good kasha. Why was he punished? To which the Gemara says, Navi Aseres HaShvatim is Navi. Ihu Yov Daite HaKul Yerushalayim. Because well, so you know why? Because he got a bit too ambitious. The nevuas of the Navi of Klal Yisrael being Yisrael was about the 10 tribes. Because that kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, was corrupt. So yes, Sanhedrin was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the staff of God in meeting out punishment ultimately to the 10 tribes. So what was Sanhedrin's mistake? Sanhedrin's mistake was when he went for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was off the table. Beis HaMikdash was off the table. When Sanhedrin becomes greedy, so to speak, wants to conquer Yerushalayim, that's why he's punished. Also, by the way, this is the same thing you find in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Daled, discusses the idea of Bechira, discusses the idea of free will. So the Rambam discusses this idea, he says, why were the Mitzrayim punished? The Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu that his children were going to be enslaved. So the Egyptians were simply carrying out the will of God, so why were they punished? So there's a number of different answers to that, but the Rambam says, because they used excessive force. Right? They used excessive force. At the end of the day, Ribbono Shel Olam never told them, throw the Jewish babies into the Nile. Moshe never said, throw the Jewish babies into the bricks, enslave them. Yes, so had they acted in a more humane fashion towards Klal Yisrael, it's quite possible that what? That they would not have been punished. So same thing by Sanhedrin. There is this concept that sometimes the Rosh Hashanah chooses members or nations from the Umos Olam to be the staff of God to administer punishment for Klal Yisrael. And they are doing their divine duty, and therefore again, technically, they would not be held accountable. The problem is every single time they enjoy it too much. Every single time there's too much force. Every single time there's too much brutality, that's what they're held accountable for the brutality. So the Rosh goes weiter. But ultimately the Navi says, the nation who tires themselves in the toil of Torah will not be handed over in the hands of their oppressors. So mostly here the Gemara is quoting from the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Right, Kaisa Rishon Hekel Arza Zvulon Varsa Naftali Vaachron Hichbid Derech Hayam Eva Yardin Galil Hagoyim. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Lokarishonim Shekilo Me'aleim Ol Torah. So ultimately, again, Malchus Yehuda is not like Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael removed from themselves the yoke of Torah. Aval Achronim. Achronim refers to Malchus Yehuda. Shechbidu Alein Ol Torah. Uruyin Halalu La'asos La'meis Kovre Hayam. Ukidarche Hayardin. Im Choser Bamutov. Ve'imlav Ani Eselo Galil Bagoyim. So I'll say ultimately again, the Navi tells Sancheirev, you had a right to conquer the Aseret Hashat and the 10 tribes. But you have no dominion over Malchus Yehuda. Malchus Yehuda is righteous. Malchus Yehuda is good. If you turn back now, you'll be saved. But if you choose to go forward, I will destroy you. Achari hadvarim va'emes ha'ila bas Sanhedrin melech Ashur va'yavo Yehuda b'Yehuda va'yichan ala arim habetzuros va'yomer levakam elav. So we'll say, so what happens? So after all of this, after Sanhedrin exiles the 10 tribes, he decides to march on Yerushalayim. And he surrounds the walled cities, and he's ready to penetrate the walls. So the Gemara says, Hai Rishna Lahai Pardashna. So the Gemara says, this reward, ultimately again, here if you look at Rashi says, we'll say it's in the right hand column about 6 lines from the bottom. Hay Rishna Lahai Pandasha, Vihimi Vin Doron Kazela Odon Kaze, Vihimit Nisha MS Pichiskyo Basan Khiriv. So ultimately again, so the Gemara says that really Sancheirev is coming ultimately again to depose Chiskyo and to take over Yerushalayim. MS Achrama Sava MS Achrama Emra Vino Shekafa Sakhadish Parochov Nishba Vamar. So we'll say, here's the issue. So Chizkiyo, of course, realizes that at this point in time, he's surrounded by the mightiest army in the civilized world. You see 185,000 soldiers. He has no way of repelling this threat. So what happens? So God knows that he's going to save Chizkiyo. I mean, he knows he's going to save them because, again, Sanhedrin was never given Rishus over Yerushalayim or over Malchus Beis David. He's only given Rishus over Malchus Yisrael. So God says the following. So So he asks like this: if I tell Chizkiah that I'm going to give over Sanherib in his hands, then what? Chizkiah is not going to what? He's not going to daven. In other words, the God, meaning, Rav says, you see, the Rav Shalom doesn't want to cause Chizkiah any unnecessary anxiety. He wants to tell Chizkiah, don't worry about it, I got this. I got this. But if I tell him I got this, then he's not going to daven. So what happens? Nishba Hashem Tzavakos Neymar Im Lo Kasher Dimisi Kein Haisa VeKasher Ya'atzti Hitakom Lishbor Ashu Ba'artzi Al Haraya Vusenu VeSar Me'alei Mulo VeSovlu Me'al Shichmo Yasur V'Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Biyoch Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does this mean? Yavol Sancher V'Siyaito V'Yasa Avus L'Chizkiyah L'Siyaito. God swore that let Sancherev and his cohorts come and I will make them into a trough for Chizkiyah. What does it mean? Just as the animal consumes the contents of the trough, so to Chizkiyah will consume Sancheirith. Vayaba Yamahu, and it will be on that day, Yasr Savlo Me'al Shichmech. Literally, again, the suffering of Sancheirith will be removed from your shoulders. Va'olo Me'al Savarech, and his yoke from your neck. V'chova Am Mipnei Shemen. And ultimately, V'chova Am Mipnei Shemen. And literally, again, his yoke will be removed from you. Nebuchadnezzar literally means Mipnesha because of the oil. So God is saying to Chizkiyah, don't worry, you're going to be okay because of the oil. What does that mean? Am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Abbas is so beautiful. Chova also Sancheirev Mipnesh Shmano Shal Chizkiyah. The yoke of Sancheirev was going to be removed because of the oil of Chizkiyah. We'll say, what's the oil of Chizkiyah? So listen to this. Shayadolik bebate knesios or bebate midrashos. Because we'll say, Chizkiyah ensured that there was always oil, there was always light in the base medrash and in the shul. We'll say, get ready for this. Ma'as, in other words, we'll say, as I just said before, remember, who's Chizkiyah's father? Achaz. Define Achaz in one word? Right, Rasha. Two words? Big Russia, right? Mamish, like really, really, really bad man. Really bad man, to the point, if you remember again, one of the first things Chizkiyah does as king is he drags his father's remains through the street. Which, remember, we saw this in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is, really, this is like your father Kiborav. He had to repudiate Avodah Zarah in such a dramatic fashion. He had to repudiate his father's reign in such a dramatic fashion. So what does Chizkiyah do? Chizkiyah sparks a Baal Tshuva movement. Chizkiyah sparks a Torah learning movement. Chizkiyah sparks an incredible spiritual awakening. So what does he do? So the Gemara says, because Chizkiyah kept the oil, the lights on, kept the lights on in the base medrash and the shul, because of that, the yoke of Sanhedrin. So how does he do this? Well, get ready for this. Ma'asa. Now, obviously, only a king could do this. Na'atz cherev al pesach beis hamedrash. He put a sword, right? He plunged a sword into the ground at the entrance of the beis hamedrash. What does he say? Va'amar. Komi she'ena osek batorah yidakar becherev. Whoever does not learn Torah will be stabbed with the sword. So, again, pretty effective. Right? Meaning, and this is the king. Now, whether he meant this literally or what he was saying is, it is a monarchical decree. We need to start learning. We need to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? We'll say, this is dramatic. Badku midan v'ad Be'er Sheva. So they checked again from the north to the south of the country. V'lo matzu am ha'aretz. Now, we'll say, can you imagine this? There was not one am ha'aretz in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Everybody became Talmidei Chachamim. Mikvas Adan Tipris. Get ready for this. Amazing. Remember again, what happens when we see a Tumim Tara Gemara? What happens? How long is this going to be? Now that's different also because for us, unfortunately, for 2,000 years, it hasn't been Halacha L'maisa. But also because the Halachos are very intricate, there was not one man, woman, or child who is not well versed in the laws of Tumat Tara. Like, can you imagine this? It's not just the pshat that Chizkiyah got everybody davening, that he got everybody to be Shomer Shabbos. Everybody became Talmidei Chachamim under his reign. So the Gemara says, "Also, now, by the way, now you also understand the Amud Aleph. You also begin to understand why Mashiach, why Chizkiyah could have been the Mashiach." So we'll say, first of all, to be able to be such a dramatic, inspirational leader, that, you know, let's be honest. Putting the sword, the threat is only going to get you so far. People don't respond to threats. People are no different than they were yesterday. People don't. To be able to be an inspirational leader like that, to be able to get people to learn in such a dramatic fashion, to be able to inspire men, women, children, it's dramatic. Well, so this is amazing. They said about that generation that will be on that day, that a man will live with his calf and with his two sheep. And they describe the times of Chizkiyahu. People had expensive vineyards, but yet the vineyards were overgrown with thorns and thickets and thistles. So we'll say, what does that mean? That people neglected their vineyards, they neglected their livestock, which is another way of saying that in the generation of Chizkiyahu, people became so overwhelmed by the thirst to learn Torah that they forgot about other things. And the miraculous HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for them. The good news is that all of the vineyards became boutique wineries, right? So Baruch Hashem, everybody was able to make their money and they're always, but the idea is their great passion in life became Torah. And their parnassas, their gashmias became secondary. Even though 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver pieces, the shamer ulishis yiyah, they were overgrown with thorns. Va'osef shalalchem, osef achasas. Well, listen to this. Now remember, let's go back for just a moment. Great miracle occurs. Army of Assyria, army of Sanherib of Ashur is destroyed in their sleep. Now, what is the Navi saying? Then Amar Navi the Yisrael, Asfu Shalalchem, go out and divide up the spoil. In other words, also you have to understand something. There's great wealth now lying there in the field outside of Yerushalayim. The Assyrian soldiers are dead. There's clothing, there's gold, there's silver. Go and take the spoils. Amrulo, so they asked the Navi, Livzos or Lechalik? They both say, this is how you understand the nature of a quality of a generation. So they asked the Navi, what should we do with the spoils? Does each man get to keep what he takes, or should we pool it and divide it? Do you understand? Meaning to ask a question like that indicates a spiritual caliber of the generation. So the Marsh Abraham, Keosef Achasil, says, the Pasuk says, like the grasshopper collects, Ma Osef Achasil, Echa the Echalatzmo, just as the grasshopper, each grasshopper collects for itself, Afshlalchem, Kolechad the Echalatzmo. No, each of you go out and collect for yourselves. So we'll say this is amazing, we'll have to stop. Now listen to what they said. They said, we know that the money of our brothers is included in this spoils. Remember again, when does Sancheiriv march on Yerushalayim? After when? After he destroys Malchus Yisrael. So we know already that the money of our brothers are in there. Amar lahem, kemeshek gavim shokek. Ma gavim halalu ma lenesa adam itum latara. So they said that literally Ashur is like the roar of the waves. Just so the Navi, just like the waves, just like the water, transform a person from Tumah to Tara. Af mamonim sheyisrael kevashal biat ol vigochav miat here. So too, when it comes to the money of Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, once the money of Klal Yisrael is taken by the Gentiles, it becomes like what? Like Gentile money, and therefore, ultimately, again, the Navi says to the members of Malchus Yehuda, you have the right to take all of the Assyrian money, even that which formerly belonged to your brothers and sisters of Malchus Yisrael. Well, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll continue our session with this narrative tomorrow. Thank you.